Well, over 50,000 people crammed onto the Ho to not only have a fun day out, but also to think about the serious side of what work the armed forces do. Military top brass turned out, as well as Prince Edward and Prime Minister David Cameron, attending a mass service in the open. Now, for many former service personnel who attended, the event inevitably brought back sad memories. Keith Johnson from the Royal British Legion was a major in the Royal Marines and still has vivid memories of friends killed in combat.
Some of them you joined up with and you went through that horrendous training and then the actual conflicts themselves. And you remember these young men with aspirations, families that they thought dearly of, the friendships that you bonded with them. And then suddenly they're gone. But you always remember them as the young men that they were.
Martin Ellum is a retired captain. He served in the Royal Auxiliary Fleet during the Falklands War, which is being commemorated this year. And he also finds it difficult to think about those days.
We lost some ships in the Falklands and we lost several colleagues. And, of course, after the Falklands, we then had to refit and repair the fleet, which was damaged by Argentinian bombs, particularly Lancelot and the other two that were lost in the Falklands.
But today was also an occasion for taking pride in our armed services and the difficult job that they do. Hundreds of members of the Army, Navy and Royal Air Force were applauded as they marched from the Citadel up onto the Ho. Plymouth Sound was a great sight too, with many Plymouth warships on station. Among them was HMS Argyle. Now, these people enjoyed the chance to learn more about the local armed forces during what was also a great family day out.
Nice to see what they use nowadays, isn't it, really?
Especially the army part, because I really want to join the army, but my mum doesn't want me to.
What is really nice is the fact that there's so many tanks and the aircraft as well, that the children can go on free, which is great.
Local dignitaries were proud to take part, including the Lord Mayor of Plymouth, Councillor Michael Wright.
Plymouth's been a military town for hundreds of years. We respect our armed forces. Today, we got the chance to honour them and, you know, and appreciate it. This is their day. This day's been put on for the armed forces. It's their day, and we're very proud of them.
Also in attendance, Bishop John of Plymouth.
It's been my privilege to have presided at the Drumhead service this morning as the city's citizens and their chief citizen, together with other distinguished guests, have got together to say thank you for the armed services, but in particular to direct that thanks to God for them as well.
Keith Johnson from the Royal British Legion told us he hopes the events will serve to emphasise the importance of keeping our armed forces up to strength.
We in our history have been caught out time and time again by reducing our armed forces to the point where an emergency blows up and we're not equipped and ready to deal with it. And then there's a big panic and the men and women that are in the armed forces have to shoulder that extra burden. So to keep our armed forces at a level where we can deal with most emergencies is important.
Now, this, of course, has all been an amazing event for the city, holding the national celebration, showcasing the location and wonderful for all the hard-working voluntary organisations. So the organisers are all in agreement that it's been a great success and stands Plymouth in good stead for hosting more major events of national importance in the future.